Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's week 8 and I'm out, boys. And the crazy thing is, the one that's pushed me off the cliff is the head coach. The one that's pushed me off the cliff over there is D'Amico Ryans.
It's my decision.
Oh, not Nick Caley.
No. It's not. Well, I mean, look, no. It's the product is a result of Nick Caley and some of those that are around him. But when I lose hope is when I know the head coach, I've watched it with my own eyes. The head coach was overseeing what was going on offense in OTAs. Turning his back on special teams, turning his back on the defense, and literally being on the side of the 50-yard line watching the offensive line coach do work, watching the offense work in walkthroughs all the way through training camp, all the way through the season. He hands over play calling duties on the defense side of the football. D'Amico Ryans is as involved in this offense as he will ever need to be and have to be, and it still stinks. And more important, I have answers, boys. What the Seattle game did was bring several things to light. And I highlighted several of those yesterday in what in the world was this coaching staff thinking with the plan that they had in Seattle. And now at that point in time yesterday when we talked about it, I was thinking just based off my reaction to the game of what I saw, right? I mentioned it. Dare Agumbawale is your third down back again. For some reason, we're rotating left guards again. For some reason, we have zero screens, zero exotic runs in the game, and we think we're just going to line up and run into the teeth of this defense. And I'll be damned if I didn't listen to Texans All Access last night. And I didn't hear D'Amico Ryans literally saying what I hoped I would never hear when asked about the offense lacking physicality versus Seattle. This was D'Amico's answer.
Yeah, that's the main thing. We knew all week. We talked about their front and how they're strong. The strongest part of their team was their front, and we had to be able to control their front on our double team blocks where we didn't. We got split on some of the double team blocks where you're not expecting that to happen. So we just got to be able to strain better. We got to be able to play with better technique. And if that's the key to winning a game, we have to execute that and get it done. Yep.
You can't tell me going into a game, you've watched your team play all year long, all offseason long. You know who you brought in here. You know who you paid. You know what's going on your offensive line. You cannot tell me that you game plan for 15 days and your thought was the key to this game is we got to control the line of scrimmage versus the best run defense. And so, by the way, not just the best run defense. They got dudes over there that are monsters that you know are monsters that you know are going to be able to split double teams. And you're going to go up there and you're going to, with 15 runs in between the tackle for the most part, you're going to run into the teeth of that defense. And then you're going to literally talk about your guys not being able to control the line of scrimmage. You did not expect that defensive line to split any double teams.
They saw Leonard Williams and thought,
we're going to control his ass.
Ed and Andrews got him.
Got him.
And Lakin and Juice, whoever. Like, they saw Jaren Reed.
They got Jaren Reed. Got him.
Nailed him.
We're going to, in fact, it ain't even Lakin. It's Lakin and Juice, and then whoever gets to join him.
We'll bring in Blake Fisher. He's got DeMarcus Lawrence.
I mean, you got to be kidding me. Like, that could not be. You couple that with the fact that they had zero in the game plan to keep them honest from a run game perspective. They did a couple of little boots that were nice that got Dalton Schultz open. But I'm talking about run game.
Yeah.
I'm talking about run game. Nothing in the lineup. And you like to hear D'Amico say, we thought the key to winning this game was controlling the line of scrimmage. It, like these guys, I mean, they're delusional of the guys that they have. All right. And now, again, 15 rushes from running backs, and it never got going. It was in critical situations. You literally got manhandled up front, which, by the way, most people would expect with your offensive line versus that defensive line that was there. Here's D'Amico Ryans again on Texans All Access talking about what they need to do in the run game to get it right.
Yeah, you just get back to the basics and the fundamentals. Right? You don't try to reinvent the wheel. You get back to the things that we have done well, and you try to lean in on those things. And you just making sure that we're clean on our blocking assignment, who we're going to, making sure we're IDing the proper people and going to them and actually finishing on the correct people.
They're all fixable.
Yeah, this is, I mean, if the answer to, and I know, I know D'Amico Ryans has to say the very vanilla things in with Texans All Access. I get it. I get it. It's the only time we hear from the coach on the radio outside of a press conference perspective, and I get it. It's going to be vanilla. I don't expect him to throw anybody on the bus. But right now, 7 weeks into this season, 6 ball games into this season, if you're asked about this particular offense and this run game and what was just put on display of getting absolutely dominated in the trenches, and your response is, get back to the basics, get back to the fundamentals. I mean, this offense is shot. This run game is shot. They have zero chance based on what we watched Monday night and what we're hearing from, again, a defensive-minded head coach that is overseeing this offense. I'm telling y'all, this, Ron, is precisely why I'm out. After 7 weeks, in the middle of week 8, I've decided I am completely out.
We're back to execute.
Yeah, we're back to execute. We're back to fundamentals and technique.
Doing what we do well. If they could get that Ravens defense back in here.
Let me tell you what you can do when that guy across the ball from you is as good as some of them cats you had on that Seattle defensive line. You can take your techniques and your mechanics and throw them out the window. You can put a double team. You can put two guys. You can put two of the offensive linemen that you had months to go fix your offensive line. These are the guys you picked. You can put two of them together with great technique and mechanics. And it's out the window. They're gonna split that. It's gonna happen. And then you have no answers.
It's so simple, Clint.
You have no answers whatsoever beyond running those guys downhill. Look, I don't have a problem with you running the football. By the way, I don't have a problem with you running the football. It's not about running versus passing. It's about doing absolutely nothing to offset how good these guys are up front. You tell us these guys are that there was a strength of their team. And you think you are a team with this offensive line that could go in there and control that group. With that mindset moving forward in this season, they're going to beat Tennessee again.
They're going to get the Raiders.
But some of these other squads, like if you think you're going to go control the line of scrimmage versus a solid front, you have no chance. You're going to get dominated once again. And then the icing on the cake. Here's the icing on the cake. And by the way, for those of y'all that'll take a shot and say, hey man, if you're Mr. Know-It-All, why don't you go over, hey man, I ain't getting paid millions of dollars to run offense. I'm getting paid to evaluate and analyze and bring it to the people. So here we are.
Getting paid millions of dollars to do radio.
Yeah, that's right. Millions, my ass. Here we go. How about this? And this is the worst one of all. And this is where it gets real scary. This is the head coach of the Houston Texans who's overseeing the offense for this team. And the question is, what is your offensive identity here in Houston?
The identity of our offense is, at the end of the day, to me, Will, identity of offensive football is move the ball. It doesn't matter. People want, oh, we're run first, pass first. It doesn't matter. Like, if you get 4 yards, you get 4 yards. It's that throwing the ball, passing the ball, and offense just has to be efficient. And that's what it has to be, right? When we play versus the Titans and versus the Ravens, what was our identity? We moved the football because we were efficient. We stayed on track. We stayed. It didn't matter if we ran the ball or we threw the ball. Short passes, it didn't matter. Like, that's what offensive football is about, right? And that's what, you know, the team we're playing this week and watching these guys on tape, what's their identity, right? They move the football. Like, they find ways to get the ball out. They run the ball well. They throw the ball quick, getting out of the quarterback's hands very well, and they're efficient in what they're doing.
Biggest takeaway there, boys, is he was completely out of answers. Like, he was completely lost.
He was caught off guard by the question, it seemed like.
Completely, like, literally had to repeat identity to gather his thoughts to answer that question. And here's the deal. It's clear that they're struggling offensively.
Ooh.
Right? But for you to not even have an idea of what you're trying to be good at, forget about being good at something. To not have an idea of what you're trying to be good at. Like, we can take a couple of their phrases, low-hanging fruit. If somebody came to me and said, hey, Clint, what's the identity of the Texans offense? I'd say, look, I don't know what the identity really is, but I can tell you what they're trying to create from an identity perspective. They are trying to create, let's use one of their phrases, death by a thousand cuts, right? Minimize the risk, right? Minimize the risk. Stay efficient, stay ahead of the chains, right? Let's take another one of their phrases. Let's say, hey, how about a game plan offense? We're going to be multiple. We're going to do what the defense presents, whatever. We're going to be wide ranging, and whatever the defense gives us, whatever opportunities they present us, we're going to try to attack there. We're a game plan offense. That would be an identity. Now, I would argue that identity requires your players to be more cerebral than anybody else in the league. And that's one of the problems here, is you're not that. So you're not fitting your players. But it's very easy to answer that question with phrases that they've used before, from a death by a thousand cuts or the game plan offense. And to not have an answer is the scariest part of this thing for me. I mean, you could lean into the football 101 stuff of being more physical and because you look at San Francisco. What's San Francisco's offense? Well, they're a run first football team. They're more physical than anybody in the league. They're going to play action you to death, and they're going to have a great screen game and a quick game to protect their quarterback. That's their identity, right? I mean, that's who they are. Regardless of who's quarterbacking, that's who they are. Right now, you can get into the outside zone stuff because that's a Kubiak and that's McVay and that's all these guys. You can get into a dominant whatever they're trying to do from a run game perspective. You can get into that as well. But the fact that by the way, did I say CJ tried to answer that question too and didn't do much better? My point yesterday was I don't believe they know who they are. And Ron, today I'm telling you, I don't know that they believe who they want to be.
Mm. You don't even think they know it. I don't think they have an idea. That didn't sound great. I'll be honest.
Well, I don't, and right, and that's the guy that's overseeing a first-year play caller.
Because there are times we heard Dusty would do this. Dusty would just be cagey and just, you could tell on purpose, acting like, yeah, I don't know, because he just didn't want you to know. Like,
right.
I don't get the sense that was what that was.
I don't think he can answer the question.
Yeah.
But the most concerning thing about that, Ron, is like, you've sat in a meeting room with Nick Caley. Like, you sat in a meeting room for Nick Caley for 3 or 4 months. Like, what did Nick Caley tell you that his offense is?
Mm-hmm. Right? When you interviewed him, you know, as you said, it was his decision.
Moving the ball.
Yeah. I mean, but whatever the term, like the whatever the terminology is.
I mean, what did y'all discuss? More than that.
We know you're struggling. So, it doesn't necessarily have to be what we're seeing. But what did y'all discuss? We're gonna be a great X, Y, and Z. We are busting our ass to be really good at X, Y, and Z, and we get just move the ball. And I believe my fear is that's coming from the head coach. And ultimately, if he can't answer that question any better, then we can't expect Nick Caley to answer that.
Well,
question.
We got him tomorrow, so he'll answer.
We'll find out. That'd be great.
Play that live.
The other fear of that, Ron, is that it sounds like it's never been discussed.
Holy mother of God.
Someone texted and said Slowick couldn't answer that question. I don't know about that. I think Slowick was like, hey, man, we're trying to get the ball down the field last year.
And explosive.
Yeah, I mean, I think it changed last year. But, yeah, I mean, they were definitely an outside zone team. Wide zone to outside zone team.
Explosives down the field. Then it came quick game.
Aggressive stretch the field, yes. Then you find out you can't protect your quarterback, so you throw a little quick game. But to your point, let's say it is true that Bobby couldn't do it. Guess what? Bobby got fired. I mean, that's the point. Is like, it's one thing to go out there and struggle on either side of the ball and me not be able to see an identity. Like, what are these guys trying to get accomplished? It's another thing when asked about it to stumble through the answer and not have an answer.